Eric Frickberg joins us now with a roundup of the latest rural news. And Eric, meat companies dust off the COVID manual after the latest setback in the fight against the disease.
That's right, Marnie. They're doing this as COVID-19 preparations ramp up in New Zealand. Auckland is going on to alert level 3, with the rest of New Zealand on alert level 2. Meat processing is one of the most vulnerable parts of the primary sector because workers stand side by side on killing chains. Last time, the workers were set apart. That slowed production, but the sector got through the crisis without serious incident. The head of the Meat Industry Association, Sirima Karapiva, says operating plans from back then are being dusted off for now.
I think that we are actually quite well placed to continue operating under the new set of rules.
With regard to level 2, would that require changes to the way the freezing works operate, or would that have to be level 4 before practical things happen on the ground?
The real dramatic changes were under level 4, and then they were stepped down in accordance with government guidelines. For the Auckland region, they will be operating under level 3, and there are some specific requirements for distancing between workers and the use of PPE. Under level 2, the distancing requirements are a little bit less dramatic. I think they're about a metre. And so, you know, we will be operating under those rules and including the use of PPE where necessary.
Have the meat plants got enough PPE stuff in stock?
Yes, I believe they do.
Finally, with regard to halal butchers, is there an issue there in terms of their availability?
Yes, there's absolutely an issue with regards to halal workers, and we need around about 150 workers to come in from overseas. I think under this circumstance, we're fortunate enough that most of those people are already in New Zealand under previous visa, and the government has announced an extension to current visas by 6 months. So we've got a window of opportunity to work through the process with Immigration New Zealand.
That's Sirima Karapiva of the Meat Industry Association. Meanwhile, a conference call involving more than 100 primary industry leaders was held this morning to discuss the latest COVID response. Maya Burry reports.
The Ministry for Primary Industries Director General Ray Smith says this morning's meeting with the Agriculture Minister and more than 100 sector stakeholders was positive and constructive. Mr. Smith says he assured the sector the ministry will do its best to advise and support them over the coming days, both in Auckland and the rest of the country. He says the majority of businesses in the primary industries can continue operating under all alert levels as long as they can do so safely, maintaining physical distancing, hygiene and cleaning. Ray Smith says the sector has proven itself up to the task before and he knows they can do it again. He adds non-essential MPI staff in Auckland have been asked to stay home. Kua Maya Burry, TNA.
Federated Farmers fears the latest setback in the fight against COVID-19 might make it even harder than it already was to get skilled workers into this country for the coming summer's farm production season. Every year, people like combine harvest operators from places like Britain or Ireland finish the northern season and come down here for the southern summer. Chris Lewis of Federated Farmers says it's vital to have skilled people like this operating farm machinery such as combine harvesters.
It takes a lot of skill, and then you take one of those through my farm. I don't want every gatepost knocked over or gateway widened because the drivers don't have the skill, or they get to the first hill and don't correctly judge it right and they have an accident. Health and safety laws in New Zealand are pretty tough, and rightly so, but you've got to have skilled operators.
That's Chris Lewis. A survey by Rural Contractors New Zealand says 206 skilled workers are needed for the coming season and 57 contracting firms need them. And there's more information. More than 8,000 farms need the service, and if they don't get it, they stand to lose $65 million directly, and the cost to the economy as a whole is $112 million. And there'll be animal welfare implications if fodder is in short supply, and the first overseas workers need to arrive next month. Meanwhile, a Waikato business has been trying to put a small dent in this problem. Five-day-long courses run by Ag Drive near Cambridge would teach people how to drive a tractor. They have support from the Ministry of Social Development. Ag Drive's Ben Harris says participants learn basic tractor driving skills, health and safety, fatigue management and road rules.
So we start right from the basics, really, from the purpose of the tractor to the fundamentals of it. We connect machines to the tractor, and then we are out in the field actually doing the tasks, cultivation tasks, mowing, raking, stacking bales, things like the pre-entry tasks into rural contracting.
What kind of people are you getting through? Are they coming from a whole bunch of different industries?
Yeah, we're getting everyone from builders to people who have worked on farms previously, the whole range really. A lot of them have got transferable skills, which is really good and easy to place.
There's certainly the demand there, is there, for these kind of people to help out?
Yeah, definitely. So in the area around where we are, there's over 100 jobs that we know of. Some of them are for skilled machinery operators, but at least we can try and fill some of those entry-level positions.
That's Ben Harris of Ag Drive. He was speaking to Maya Burry. So far, he's put through 18 people on the course. And that's Rural News for now.